The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem, Chapter 4. The Bejeweled City, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Greetings, friends. This day we find our heroes in good spirits as they come into the land called Marrowind. Unlike their recent adventures, the weather is pleasant and spring-like, and there is little reason for complaint. But of course, knowing this party, I'm sure they'll find something to moan about.
Oh, what a lovely spring day. Not a cloud in the sky. Just me kind of weather.
Meh. It's all right. A bit warm for my taste.
Oh, you're just miserable because you're always wearing those heavy robes.
Well, I could always take off my robes. If you prefer to see my naked body.
Gods, no, just ne'er mind, wizard. Keep your robes on and your shriveled up body to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I second that.
And I third it.
It's too late for me, I'm afraid. The image of it is already in my mind. Yeah.
Just hush about the whole thing. It's been a long week, and the last thing I need to cap it off is thoughts of any of you lots naked.
Well, considering that you were dead only a few days ago, I think anything would be better than the great darkness.
Yes, that is a thought. Was it all darkness, Greybeard, or did you see a long tunnel and a white light?
Or was it all serene with beautiful angels and the like?
If you're referring to the afterlife, I honestly can't remember.
Can't remember? I think that'd be something you'd never forget, Dwarf.
I'll tell you one thing I'll never forget, and that's how torn up Waldo was when he found out you were dead, Greybeard.
Was he now? Well, wizard, ne'er knew you cared.
Oh, pish, the halfling exaggerates.
Now, Waldo, as I recall, you cried your eyes out like a little baby.
Take it back, Brett Gawain. That's utter nonsense, and you know it.
Now, Waldo, be honest. The Musclehead may be exaggerating a bit, but you were quite upset at the loss of your friend.
Friend? Who said we were friends?
Are we enemies then, wizard?
Well, I didn't mean that, and you know it.
Either we're friends, enemies, or we're nothing, Waldo Riddendorf. Now, which is it?
I suppose we're more like acquaintances, comrades in arms.
Comrades in arms? Have you actually ever picked up a weapon in your sad, pathetic life, wizard?
Well, there have been occasions.
Oh, yeah? Name one.
Well, it was a long time ago, when I was, younger. At any rate, to answer your question, we're mates, team mates.
Teammates, eh?
And naturally, I was concerned when you died.
Sounds like you're friends to me.
Why don't you boys just hug it out?
Perish the thought, woman.
Well, at least I didn't attempt to eat you.
Yeah, and I still owe Gawain a thumping for that.
Wait, you said attempt, Waldo. And I know I told you to refrain from trying to eat anyone while I was away, Gawain.
It wasn't so much an attempt as it was a temptation. But I resisted it. However, you can't really blame me. I was getting quite hungry, and he is quite pleasantly plump round the middle. Would have made a nice meal, if you ask me.
Watch it, Gawain. I could still thump you, you know.
Look, my friend, someone here has to be the practical one, and I am that, if nothing else. Practical and sensible.
Cannibalism is neither sensible or practical. Sounds rather deplorable to me.
It's not cannibalism. How can it be cannibalistic to eat someone of a different race altogether?
Oh, for the love of the gods, let's not get into this disgusting debate again. And furthermore, don't make me laugh, Gawain. You haven't got a sensible bone in your body.
Oh, so you've been looking at my body, have you?
Stuff those thoughts right up where you sit, brainless.
Remind me. Why did I choose to come on this quest in the first place? You're all as crazy as they come, and you never stop quarreling with each other. I mean, who'd have signed up for that? And why did I sign up at all with you lot?
Likely it was for the promise of untold riches, like the rest of us.
Riches? Where? We've been on the road for months now, and we've yet to see anything remotely resembling any riches. Rubbish, if you ask me.
Not so, wizard. We're now in the land of Merrowind, the home of the bejeweled city, which is full of riches. And it shouldn't be much further away by now.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, we should be quite near the city. Does anyone spy it as yet?
Hey, I see it glimmering in the distance. Could that be it?
Let me fish out my far-off seeing device.
Do you refer to your telescope, redhead?
Oh, yes. That's it. I always forget the name. Here it is.
Half-wit. And you wonder why I'm not attracted to you in the least.
But I'm so pretty. How can you resist me? I mean, look at my muscles. Aren't they perfect?
I value intelligence above all else. Good looks just don't impress me.
At least you acknowledge that I am good looking.
So, do you see the city through that device of yours, or not?
Let me see. Yes, yes, there it is. Wow, now that's beautiful.
Oh? Well, let me see.
No, no, me first.
Don't crowd me. You'll each get a turn. But as our leader, I feel Rosa should get the first real look. Here you are, Rosa. You may borrow my far-off looky device.
Telescope. What a pea brain. Yes, the city is quite impressive from up here. Can't wait to see what it looks like up close. Well, come on, boys. Let's make tracks.
Right behind you, princess.
Me next. Let me see that telescope thingy.
Why should it be you, Longshanks?
No, no. Stand aside, both of you. I'm having a look next.
Unfair, I tell you. It should always be mages first. It is the way of things.
Rubbish. Halflings have a height disadvantage, so it should be halflings first.
Well, I have a large axe, and I say I'm first, or else.
Well, I say it's mine, and none of you get to see. Give it back.
Stingy bastard.
And so our group of adventurers head off for the bejeweled city, bickering amongst themselves as they go, as usual. Meanwhile, Litmia the Crone is boiling up a magical brew, which will allow her the ability to look in on our heroes from far away.
Ola! Ola, child! Where the devil are you, girl?
Yes, my lady, I'm here.
Well, what on earth are you doing?
Just doing the washing, miss.
Why?
Because I do washing every day at this time.
Oh, you do?
Of course I do, miss.
Oh, well, Stop doing it and come here and have a look at this.
Have a look at what, miss?
It's those adventurers I hired to look for Freaky Fudge.
You mean it's those idiots you tricked into trying to find Freaky Fudge for you, so you can become all-powerful.
Don't pester me with details, child. Besides, they're actually onto something this time. And they seem to be nearing the end of their quest.
Oh? What makes you think that, ma'am?
Because I have spied them approaching the City of Jewels in Merrowind. And I happen to have it on good authority that there's definitely some Freaky Fudge to be found there.
Oh, the Bejeweled City? Really?
Well, yes, I've said as much, haven't I?
Let me see. Wow, that's beautiful. I wish I could go there.
You may get your wish, girl.
Really? Do you mean it?
I said so, didn't I? Of course I meant it. If this is indeed the end of the quest, we must be there to meet our fate, Ula. Or help fate along, as it were. Now, go and pack some bags. We must be off.
Oh, yes, my lady. I can't wait.
And at that very moment, Lord Terrible the Terrible was gaining a bit of intel on the adventurers and Litmia from some very precarious sources.
So now you know that the adventurers and Litmia are bound for the Bejeweled City in Merrowind. Time to pay up, and it shall be a hefty price.
Well, what do you want? I mean, last time I sought the help of you witch hags of the underworld, it cost me an arm and a leg. Literally.
Oh dear. But you appear to still have your limbs, Lord. I don't understand.
Quiet, Rast. And besides, the arms and legs in question weren't mine. They belonged to my servant at the time.
Oh, I see, Lord. Yes.
Yes, old Bart Barton. What a pathetic little fellow he was. He was not unlike you, Rast. Yes, you know, you really remind me of him.
Is that so, Lord? In what way?
Well, you're both short, ugly, smelly, and annoying, as I said. Shut up, Rast.
Oh, quite so, my lord. Shutting up.
So, what'll it be this time?
We require the innocence of a virgin!
Damn, fresh out of those.
Then we need the soul of an infant.
Nope, no infants around here. Will anything else do?
Well, Fudge, what have you got?
Let me see now. Rast, what have we got lying about the place?
Well, let's see. We've got those deviled eggs in the fridge.
Did you say you had some deviled eggs?
No, deviled. Deviled eggs. Not quite what you were thinking of, but I must say, they are quite exquisitely delicious. Especially the way old Rasty here fixes them. Oh, yes, they are divine.
Divine? No, that won't do at all.
What else have you got, Rast? Come on, hurry up, think.
We do have that devil's food cake, and that is made out of parts of devils, Lord.
Oh, yes, Rast. Perfect. And it is also devilishly good.
Yes, devilishly good, Lord. It's quite your favourite. Oh, I see what you did there. Very droll, my lord.
Well, what do you say? How does that sound?
It'll have to do, I suppose. Yeah, we'll have that. Pop it on through.
Go and fetch the devil's food cake, Rast. There's a good fellow.
Straight away, my lord. I'll be back in a jiff.
And so Rast did indeed go to fetch the cake, sent it through the portal into the underworld, and completed Lord Terrible's terrible transaction. Just trying to move this along a bit.
That's it, Rast. That was the last bit of information I needed to complete my plan to not only foil these adventurers, but to put a final end to the machinations of that dreadful crone Litmia. And I shall do it in one fell swoop. Now that I know precisely where they're all headed, and what they're after, I can set my clever plan in motion.
How exciting, Lord! Where are we off to?
The Bejeweled City!
Oh, hooray! Wee! Oh, the bejeweled city. Oh, I've always wanted to go there, Lord. Always.
Now, don't get too carried away now, Rast. I mean, who said anything about taking you with me?
Please, Lord.
I'll have to think about it. Oh, all right, Rast, you can come.
Oh, Yarrow! Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Rast, no need to wet yourself. Now I'll pack my bags and we'll be off.
And so our band of heroes arrive in the legendary Bejeweled City, where it is said that everything glistened. And it does, too. It's quite a wondrous place, where the very streets are paved with gemstones of all sorts. Even the city walls are covered in them. Considering this, you would think that theft would be high, but the laws are so strict in this city that few dare to try. Though many are indeed tempted, including Blondo Barnfeathers.
Oh, would you look at this place! So many gemstones, and they're everywhere!
Just don't get any ideas, Ovlin. They look down on theft in this city, so I wouldn't go bragging about your true profession.
The thought hadn't even crossed my mind. However, I must admit a bit of temptation.
I wouldn't give in to it, Blondo. Word has it they don't just cut off your hands for stealing round here.
You don't mean... you can't mean...
that you'll lose any manhood you may have if caught stealing? Mm. Oh, yes, I do mean it.
I'll... keep my hands to myself.
Best keep them in your pocket, laddie.
It's good advice. I expect everyone to be on their best behavior while in this town. Got it, Gawain?
Why must you always single me out, princess?
Because I know you all too well by now, meathead. Just do as I say and be a good boy for once.
Oh, anything for you, mummy.
And that also includes holding that silver tongue of yours. Your lips always get you into the most terrible trouble.
I promise to be on my best behavior. I'll be the gentleman that I was raised to be.
Ha! A gentleman! That'll be the day. Anyway, let's keep a sharp lookout for that confectioner's shop. What did Gary the Wizard say it was called again, Blondo?
Madame Blarney's Sugar Shack.
What a dreadful name for a sweet shop.
As long as this quest finally comes to an end and we get paid... I don't care if it's called Mama Blarney's Shite Shack. Speaking of which, I could do with a good shite house. Anyone spot any facilities?
At that very moment, Lord Terrible and his faithful henchman and housekeeper, Rust, were exiting Madame Blarney's Sugar Shack, having located it well ahead of everyone else, including Litmere the Crone and Oola the Cat, having set his clever plan into motion, whatever that might be.
Ooh, this raspberry cream tart is to die for, Lord. Would you care for a bite before I scarf it all down?
No, thank you, Rast.
Or perhaps you'd like one of those gooey, chocolatey yum drops?
I'm good, Rast. I'm not interested in sweets. I mean, can't you see? I've just put my plan into action to thwart both Litmere the Crone and those dastardly adventurers once and for all.
How about a sucky sweet?
Rast! Have you no sense of occasion? Wait. Are those butterscotch creams you have there as well?
Yes, Lord. Would you like one? They're oh so yummy.
Yes, all right. Give me a butterscotch cream. On the condition that you shut up about sweets for at least 10 minutes.
As you wish, sir.
Thank you, Rast.
Oh, most welcome, sir.
Now, let me tell you, Rast. This that really is good. The texture... the flavor. Amazing. Holy hopping horse flies. That Madame Blarney knows her sweets.
Would you care for another one, Lord?
Don't mind if I do. Thank you, Rast.
Oh, most welcome, sir.
Hang on a minute, Rast. I do believe I have spied those adventurers.
Yes, Lord. I do believe you are quite correct. And they appear to be heading this way.
Quickly, we must duck out of sight.
Over there, you guys. It's the sweet shop.
Why, Bless my soul, so it is.
But I haven't found a good shite house yet. I miss being in the woods. You can't never find a good bush to duck under when you have to go in the city. Bah!
Hold it in, dwarf.
Much easier said than done, laddie.
This is wonderful. Those fools have no idea what's in store for them.
What is in store for them, Lord?
Well, you see... No, never mind, Rast. Spoilers. You and they will find out soon enough.
And so, Litmia the Crone and her sidekick Ula the Cat have also found their way to the Bejeweled City and to Madame Blarney's Sugar Shack. Across the street from it, to be precise. And as they do, they happen to spy our heroes about to enter the shop.
Thunderation, they've beat us to it! Ula girl, pay attention!
Oh, I'm so sorry, miss. I'm just so distracted by the wonders of this city. I've never seen anything so beautiful, so magical.
Oh, how wonderful for you! But you need to focus on our mission, child.
Oh, of course, my lady. So sorry. What shall we do now that the adventurers have found Freaky Fudge ahead of us?
Not to worry, my child. I have a cunning plan, and it will mean the end of those foolish adventurers and the start of my triumph. Come, girl. We have plans to make.
Yes? What do you want?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Are you Madame Blarney?
Who wants to know?
Oh, Blando, perhaps you should handle this.
As you wish, Princess.
Princess? Ha. Huh. If you expect me to be impressed, you can forget it, darling.
Begging your pardon, Madame Blarney.
Did I say I was Madame Blarney? It's awfully rude to make assumptions, halfling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Princess?
Allow me to handle this. Honestly, you people are utterly useless.
Who the hell are you, then?
I am a nobleman of Cerebron. Brett Gawain at your service, madame.
My, but you're a pretty one.
Finally, someone notices... May I ask who I am addressing?
Madam Adrasta Blarney, at your service, sir.
See? Now we're getting somewhere.
Just get on with it, Gawain.
Yes? What do you want, handsome? And don't assume you can get away with the crown jewels just because you're so sexy.
Oh, what can I get away with?
Aw, now you're gonna make me blush. Just stop it.
Seeing Gawain actually flirt successfully is just sickening.
Tell me about it.
Hush in the back, we're talking. Go on, sweetie. Tell me what you want.
Well, many things. But firstly, my fellow adventurers and I have been on a long quest. In search of a substance which we have been told that you may possess.
Who told you I'd have what you want, huh?
It was a wizard, actually. Well, more precisely, a halfling wizard.
Oh, Gary sent you. Why didn't you say so in the first place? How was old Gary?
He is rather well, it would seem. And it also seems that you are very well acquainted with, old Gary.
I am. Great guy, old Gary. And he's a good roll in the hay, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's a lot more information than we needed. Anyway.
Well, if you're friends of Gary, you can't be all bad. What do you seek?
First things first, I don't suppose you have a shite house close by?
The restroom, actually, is just in the back. Second door on the left.
Oh, thank the gods, if you'll excuse me.
But there ain't no bog paper.
Bloody hell. Ah, pish on it. I don't care. I've got to go.
I don't even want to think about how he's going to deal with that problem.
And I don't even want to talk about it. So shush, Waldo.
Okay, then. What else you need?
I don't suppose you happen to have any freaky fudge, do you?
Freaky fudge? Now that's a popular item today.
It is?
Yes, indeed. Someone was just in here today inquiring about that very confection.
Oh, yes? And who might that have been?
Why, none other than the dishy-looking Lord Terrible. The Terrible.
What?
Oh, my.
You're kidding!
Nope.
Oh, no! It's a trap!
We're doomed.
Are our heroes doomed? Have they really fallen into Lord Terrible's evil trap? Will Litmere the Crone actually get what's coming to her? Will Greybeard find something to clean himself off with in the toilet? I can't believe I just said that. Will there actually be a happy ending to our tale? And more to the point, will you fine folks actually tune in next time to find out? Or will you simply give up on this series once and for all and give it a miss? Either way, we'll be here next time when somehow all of this gets resolved, one way or another.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Chapter 4, The Bejeweled City, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. This installment starred, in order of appearance, David Ault as Stephen the Sprite, Dave Weaver as Greybeard the Dwarf, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, Wayne Hayward as Blondo Barnfeathers, Lizanne Hayward as Litmere the Crone, Danny Cutler as Ula the Cat, Christy Glick as Olga the Witch Hag, Joel Nisbet as Lord Terrible, Victor Aurelius as Rast, and Rachel Rumler as Madame Blarney. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem theme tune was composed and performed by Tom Rory Parsons. The incidental music used in this program can be found at jsales.com. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. A copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at docbuilding1@yahoo.com. We invite you to tune in to Chapter 5, the final chapter of our story, coming soon, which is titled Just Desserts. When the quest for Freaky Fudge finally comes to its successful conclusion. Until then, as always, friends, we bid you good journey.
This program is copyright 2016, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.